Blog Talk Radio.
Taco Bell's Quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. Woo! But there's nothing worse than overhype.
Here it is.
So we'll skip the speeches and the influencers.
Hello?
Cut the fanfare.
Oh, man.
And the pyro. Oh,
man.
So don't hold on to your seats. We're just here to tell you. The Quesalupa's cheese-stuffed shell is back. And we think you'll like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
It's really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is the Jersey Jewel, guys. This is a product of Beverly Nation, the Jerry Petito Show. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Guys, dial in 516-453-9133. If you want to join this conversation, and I think you will, press 1. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, you know I bring it, right? But tonight, honey, I am really bringing it. My guest is off the charts, a personal friend of mine. Let me introduce everyone to Frankie Pizarro.
Hey, hey, hey. Frank, what's up, Jerry P?
How are you, baby? Frankie P, how you doing?
Just making it do what it do, baby.
All right. So a couple of things. I want to announce that tonight we are making history on Beverly Nation. This is the 1,500th episode. Yes, this is so cool. I know. I have a poem that I wrote for you. I'm going to read that because I need every one of my listeners to really know who you are. But before we do that, I have a special surprise for you. Someone wants to say hello.
Remember. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Larry Chance.
Guys, Larry Chance from the Earls. Are you kidding me? That is his song.
Hi,
Larry.
Hi. You've got a great guest tonight, Jerry. He's a class act, a great voice. I mean, the guy's voice is off the charts. And to top it all, a sweet man, a gentleman, and one of my heroes, a firefighter. Him and his brothers save a lot of lives, and I love this guy.
I love this guy too, Larry. And you know what?
Love you back, bro. Love you back.
That's right. You're a legend. We love you as well. Larry, I'm going to read Frankie's poem. It's up to you. I know you're at the restaurant with your family. You could stay on if you want to hear the poem, and if not, you can just hang up. But just say one last loving word to Frankie.
Frankie's the greatest. Frankie, I love you, man. And
love you, brother.
What you've done with your life. And hope to see you soon.
You will, because without you, there is no me, bro. Just remember that. You're the legend. I'm proud to know you.
Remember. Larry Chance from the Earls. Remember then. He is a legend, baby. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, beautiful. I'll see you soon.
I love you.
Oh my gosh.
I love him. So, guys, I wrote a poem about Frankie, and this is probably one of the most incredible poems I've ever had to write and ever written because of who this man is. He is a superhero to me for so many reasons. So here goes. My guest today is a real hero to me. 9/11 responder and firefighter is he. New York City Fire Department, over 21 years you served. All your achievements are surely well-deserved. Frankie Bizzaro served in Iraq. I thank God he brought you back. Born and raised in New York, your parents both sang. They both sang as the church bells rang. Your dad was a pastor. Church choirs you sang. Dad sang opera to the Christian gang. Dad built you a stool at 6 years old to sing in the church, a solo, I'm told. At 6 years old, an 8-track tape gifted, it was the platters your soul was now lifted. You played it till it broke. That 8-track had its season. When you started singing, the platters were the reason. The apple does not fall far from the tree. An ordained pastor was for you to be. You sang with groups and local guys on street corners and in shows. You also loved to sing solo on stage. Anything goes. The artists you sang with just blows me away. James Ingram, Tony Bennett, Barbra Streisand, no way. The Temptations and Four Tops, are you kidding me? I hung out with the Tops. They were friends with me. The latest PBS special you also performed, now building your own show, The World You've Stormed. From doo-wop to opera, rhythm and blues and jazz, your voice has no boundaries. It's filled with pizzazz. You've toured the world. Asia and Europe are two, North and South America, just to name a few. Some of the biggest stages and arenas you would sing, from 10 people at a fair, 250,000 Spain would bring. Singing at park events and arenas in London, you'd sing to get paid and you would sing for fun. The Westminster Dog Show, you even sang there, but the national anthem shows that you care. At the World Series, you opened with that. Playoff games, also many teams at bat. You sang for the Yankees. You sang for the Mets. You sang for the Giants. You sang for the Nets. The Knicks and the Rangers. The Islanders, too. Damn, Frank Pizarro, who didn't you sing to? For such a young man, you've done so much. I'm sure there are more lives you will touch. But here's the cool part, the coolest of all. This day changed your life when you got that call. Herb Reed was the guy, the platters he formed and still kept it going, asking you to perform. Your childhood idols, the group you adored, you will be part of for 10 years on board. But the one thing for sure, till the day that you die, the singing fireman, my friend, forever be that guy. That's for you, Frankie. I love you, man.
Love you back. Thank you so much for that. That's awesome.
Well, it's all true. You are a true hero. You're a legend. You're one of the most incredible musicians. You've got such a great calling, man, and you've got God on your side. So what I want to do is I want to give you the floor, because we're doing this interview because we have millions of listeners all over the world, and I want them to hear what your mission is and why it's so important. So you've got the floor. Take it, baby.
Well, thank you so much for that and for that amazing poem. After serving the 21-plus years for the New York City Fire Department, I was found to have some issues, some health issues, because of my time down at Ground Zero. And they retired me. And so I moved out to Nevada. And out here, I talked to the local fire departments and things and found out that they don't have something set up to honor their fallen heroes. So when they pass away, they basically just have to go to the local funeral home and get a hearse and that kind of thing. And back east, where I come from, it's a whole different story. You get the whole bells and whistles, pipes and drums, and 10,000 guys show up to your funeral. They line the streets, and they carry you in a caisson that's built out of a fire truck that carries your casket draped in an American flag. And that's not only an honor for the firefighter that passed away, but for the widow and their families, so they know that even the job and the city honors their sacrifice. And so I decided, to serving all that time, it was hard for me to let it go. So I said, what can I do to serve and continue to serve? And I thought of maybe putting that something like that together here. And so what I did was I founded the Firefighter Memorial Transport here in Nevada, And it will basically not only serve the Nevada area, but California, Utah, Phoenix, and anywhere else that wants to use it. Basically what it is, we got a fire truck, and we're outfitting it with a lift and paint and beautiful decals and the whole thing to give that honor to the firefighters that pass away in this area of the country. And I fell in love with the idea, and I've been trying to push it, and we have a non-for-profit. It's called the Firefighter Memorial Transport. And that's what my goal is right now. That's what my purpose is and my calling is, to serve those who have served. You know, it's really easy to, you know, we always say thank you, and we should always say thank you, but the sacrifice that is made every day by our first responders and our military is priceless. And like I said, it's priceless. It's always good to say thank you, but they need a little bit more. You know, I want to make sure that they go out with the honor, and that their families are honored, and they have pride, and they're taking out like the heroes that they are. And so, you know, I created this charity, and I have a small staff, and we're in the process of trying to raise the funds because it is a 501c3 organization. I'm honored to say that that's official. And my goal is to raise the money to outfit the rig and get it all working properly and provide a house for it and offices so we can operate. And just so everybody knows, that anything that's ever given or donated to this cause, every last cent goes to the charity. I made sure that not only myself, but nobody that was involved with the charity would take a dime. So every last dime goes to the charity and to help the first responders' families. That's including not only the service and the pipes and drums and guys in uniform and white gloves and the casket carry and all of that, but also, you know, we're hoping to be able to raise enough money to maybe give scholarships to school for the kids of those first responders that lost their dad or their mom, you know, provide school supplies for kids, provide homeless help, to help veterans in need, to help first responders, like maybe they need a prosthetic or something like that. So this is, you know, anybody that knows me knows that I don't do anything small. So if I'm going to go in, I'm going all in. So, and everybody that I've so far put on staff has either been a veteran or a first responder, or has known or had a family member that was, because the heart has to be the same. There has to be a kind, common spirit running through this whole thing. And so that's where a lot of my time is being focused in now. Any show that I do, any performance that I will do, a large portion, if not all, of that proceed will go to the charity. That's how dedicated I am to this. So that's really where my heart is right now. And I know that it's been a little hairy for some people because of COVID, but I think we need to give back to those who have given their lives. You know, we run in while everybody else is running out. And I think that has some value, that we should honor those who have served us by making sure that they have a honorable send-off and that they're treated like the heroes that they are. And so, you know, I had the honor of being a firefighter and serving in Iraq and as a veteran. And I have a heart for that. I have a heart for serving. Even when I entertained, it was really about serving the audience and for no other reason to bring joy. And so I want to continue for the rest of my days to service those who have served us and to give honor to those who deserve it. And we do have a website.
Go ahead.
We do have a website, and the website is firefightermemorialtransport.org. That's firefightermemorialtransport.org. And there's two places on there where you can give. And there's also an address if you want to send a check, if you're one of those people that don't like to do it online. But you feel free. And we're looking for any corporations, any individuals. No amount is too small, and no amount is definitely not too big. And like I said, every dime is going to the charity, and there you have it.
Okay. Well, I want to say something real quick, then we're going to play one of your tracks so everyone can hear your incredible voice. I want to say this. Anyone listening out there, okay, I did a fundraiser for this charity. All you have to do, you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with Frankie. Any entertainers listening, if you want to do that, it will only cost you your 5 minutes of getting it up online, okay, because firefighters, policemen, right, look what they've done for
yep.
us, and firefighters run into a fire, and he's right, while the people are running out. So I just had to say that. So, you know, if maybe you can't afford to give some money, even $5, even a dollar, do a fundraiser. Get in touch with me. We'll set it up. Okay, guys? I had to say that. So you are a hero to me, and thank you and everyone else out there, Frankie, for their services, especially firemen, you know, servicemen, policemen, right? Thank you so much. So let's play one of your amazing tracks.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay while I
Frankie, we have a caller. Let's take this important caller, and then we're going to talk all about your music as well. Hello, caller.
Congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting enshrining Jerry Petito on your ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with your 45th all-time and third all-time in ONE Hall of Champions. Congratulations, Jerry.
Listen, I love you, man. Thank you. Tell everyone who you are, sweetheart.
I am Angela And I have a show. It comes out tomorrow. It's called Walking Purpose with Angela.
Angela Thomas-Smith, thank you, girlfriend. I love you, and thank you, sweetheart.
Too.
Frankie Bizarre, we brought it home, baby. You helped me get this incredible record-breaking show tonight. We
Yay.
Will have the exact numbers later, baby, okay? I know it's got to be over 5 million listeners. We will talk about this later. I'm on cloud nine. Thank you, Frankie.
You got
You're
it.
Amazing. So that song, let's talk about that song, but I'm going to give you the floor for another few minutes to now talk about your music, your career. Go ahead.
Wow. 5 minutes. Okay. All right. So I was a fireman at the time, and I found out, you already told them about the 8-track tape that I had when I was 6 years old. I played that thing until I was 10. It broke. I cried like a little girl. But the reason why I sang was because of that group. So fast forward, I find out, I'm a fireman now for a few years, and I find out that Herb Reed is still performing as the Platters. And I said, no way. So I made a CD up, and I sent it to his camp, and I thought nothing of it. 3 months later, I get a call at work. He's like, hello? I'm like, who's this? Is this Frankie? And now I'm like, I'm at work. I can't be on the phone. How can I help you? This is Herb Reed from the Platters. Lord have mercy. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to put my face. And he says, you got some pipes on you, my man. You dig it? And I was like, Lord have mercy. This is Herb Reed. I got flushed. And he says, wow, my man. He says, I have this. I got your CD. You dig it? And I want to talk to you. Could you come to Boston and meet me? And I'm like, when do you want me to be there? He says, when can you be here? I say, I could be there tomorrow. So he laughed. We talked for a little while, and next day I got in my car. I drove to Boston, and there he was, the original You'll Never Know, 16 Tons. He was just there. The guy that began the whole thing was standing right there in front of me. And I was on cloud nine. He says, come on, my man. And he took me upstairs, and there was the rest of the group. And they had a keyboard player there, and everybody said hello. Everybody was nice because, you know, the legend is there. You kind of defer to his mood and his attitude. So everybody said, hey, everybody's cool. He says, I want you to sing something for the group. What do you want to sing? I said, how about My Prayer? That song that you just heard. He says, okay, what key do you want to sing it in? I said, what do you mean, what key do I want to sing it in? I want to sing it in the original key. He was like, no, you don't. I was like, yeah, I do. I want to sing it in the original key. He says, we'll see about that. So the keyboard player starts to play, and all the group is standing behind me, and there they go. We start saying, when the twilight is gone, and they are losing them. They're singing. Everybody's singing. And then I got to the end, and I'm watching Herb, and Herb is, like, straining his neck, looking at me. Everybody's kind of quiet, waiting for the note. At the end of my prayer. And not a sound. Not a sound in the room. And he looks at me, and they look at him, and I look at him, and he goes, wow, my man. And everybody then says that it's okay to clap, and they clap, and they get excited. And they are just losing their minds. And he says, Frankie, I want you to sing with me. And I'm like, okay. So I'm ready to sing backgrounds and ooh-ahs. And he says, nope. I want you to be the one that sings the hits. I want you to sing lead for the Platters. And I didn't know what to do. And I looked at him and I looked at them. And they nodded to me. They got their approval. And I said, I would love to. It would be an honor. And there's a six-year-old's dream come true that quick because I took a chance and put it out there. And God guided that CD, and he guided my decision to send it out there, and the rest was history.
Thank you, Bizarre. That is absolutely incredible. We have another caller. We're going to talk about that again. We have another caller, but I just got a message from my Internet International Hall of Fame, DJ Olasky, our producer. 2019, he was enshrined for DJ. He just told me to let everyone know that this is my first show over 6 million and my third O&E syndicated station and the third host to do it. I Woo! Am on cloud nine. I am on cloud nine. I am on cloud nine. Frankie, this is you and me, man. We did this together.
Hey, yes.
We did this together. So let's take our second caller, and then we're going to talk about the platters. Caller, hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
This is Sonny Maxson.
Oh, wow. Say hi.
Hi, Frankie. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. Extraordinaire. Is this photographer extraordinaire?
Yes.
If you say so, is this a singer extraordinaire?
I don't know, but it takes one extraordinaire to know one.
Hey, Frankie, all I have to say is that you're very well missed here in New York City, and we can't wait to get you back here. I mean, it is amazing. Your voice is amazing. When I first saw you sing with Herb Reed's Platters, and then you sang on your own and you had the Accords back you up. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. That was a long time ago.
Long time ago, and we go way back. And I'll tell you, I need some new photos of you.
I wouldn't have anybody else take them, bro. You are the man.
So,
okay.
When
are you coming back
to
New York?
Well, very soon. Very soon. I'm just waiting for everything to clear up. But so everybody knows, if you're an entertainer and you want some pictures taken, you need to call Sonny Maxson. Find
That's
out where
right.
he's at
and
get
him. I appreciate
him.
That. And before I go on, I want to congratulate Jerry on this prestigious honor that she received tonight. That's amazing. How many people you have listening to your show?
Oh, my gosh, over 6 million tonight. But Sonny, listen, I have to say something to everyone about you. Guys, this is the photographer for the stars. Do you understand that? This is Sonny Maxson. Sonny, give them some information that they can reach out to you.
I have a page on Facebook where I highlight the concerts that I've been at, and I put up photos and videos. As of today, I just checked, I have 7,555 followers, and I'd like you, your listening audience, to be part of that. And they can go to The Sonny, and Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y, Side of Rock, and the symbol for and, roll. So that's The Sonny Side of Rock and Roll on Facebook. And they can also go to my website, sunnysidephotos.com, and they could see photos of Frankie, and they could see photos of all their favorite groups that are performing today.
So, Sonny, when Frankie Bizarre gets his butt to New York, we are all going to hang out together, and I want a photo from the photographer for the stars, baby. Sonny, I love you.
Well, you asked for it, you got it.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling. We love you.
Thanks for calling, Sonny.
So, we have another caller. Take it. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Am I on the phone with Frank Pizarro?
You are.
The Frank Pizarro?
I hope there's no other.
I don't believe. First of all, we had Larry Chance on the line, and I'm following Larry Chance and Sonny Maxson. What's better than that? And having the Jersey Jewel with you guys, unbelievable. You know who this is, Frankie?
This sounds like Mr. Rappaport.
Yes.
Don't get that carried away.
No good people, buddy. No good people.
Wow, you're very good there, Frankie. Let me tell you something. It is an honor and a privilege. First of all, I congratulate Jerry for putting on such great entertainers, putting them into the spotlight, fabulous guests all the time, but this one is very, very special. Here we got a guy who's a firefighter, and to make it quick, I dealt with the firefighters since 2001 as a respiratory therapist after 9/11, setting up these firefighters and police officers on sleep apnea machines. So I worked very, very close with them all these years, and I can just congratulate you for what you've done, and I take my hat off to you, and I bless you 1,000 times for what you've done all these years, Frankie, and what you're doing with the organization now is just unbelievable. So God bless you for that, and I'm just
thank you so much, brother.
I am so privileged to know you. The voice, you listen, you guys got to go to YouTube, okay, and put in Frankie Pizarro on YouTube, and you will see so many great videos, and that voice, believable. That's all I can say. I don't want to take up time from talking about the people that will be calling in and your whole story, because you're just an amazing man, and you're with the Jersey Jewel. What's better than that?
So I want to say something to you, Kojak, before you go. Everybody, this is Kenny Kojak. And he is a fellow DJ of mine on RTR, Remember Then Radio. This guy has interviewed, listen, everyone and anyone, okay? He knows everyone and anyone. He has given me great interviews. He has also co-hosted with me on interviews. And I love you, Kojak, and thank you so much for calling in.
I appreciate it.
Tell everyone when your show is on Remember Them Radio.
It's on every Monday night. It's called the Ken Kojak 60s Jukebox Review. It's Mondays from 8 till 11 p.m. And this is what I got from Frankie.
This is Frankie Pizarro, and you're listening to Ken Kojak on Remember Them Radio.
Hey, look at that. Am I lucky or what? I got the man giving me a drop-in promo.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Kojak. We love you. Who loves you, baby? So, Frankie, let's continue talking about your music for a little bit. So,
okay.
Your story about the Platters is more than incredible to me, especially because, you know, I'm a huge Elvis fan, right? You know that. Everyone knows that. And, of course, I still have the ticket framed. I never made the concert. He passed away before that concert. But I did get to interview his nurse, Marion. And I got a hello from Priscilla, and I might be meeting her. So you know what? I feel a piece of what you probably felt with the Platters. So I get it. Believe me. So you're such an incredible musician. So tell everyone what's happening now and what you're doing and what you're planning on doing.
Well, you know, we all had that little shutdown during this time, and I'm hoping everybody is taking care of themselves and doing the right thing and protecting their families and others. And I'm currently in the process of building a brand new show, and hopefully to not only get a residency in Las Vegas, but to also travel internationally with it, which includes, of course, my hometown, for which I would not be here if it wasn't for that. Back in New York, but this is going to be a big show with full orchestra, and it's going to be background singers and dancers, and it's going to be insane. And so one time did give us this time to create, and so I can't wait to get back to New York also and perform for all my friends and family and fans out there, and hopefully take this show internationally, go back out to Spain, Europe, and South and North America and all Asia, and do it my way.
Do it your way, baby. I love it. And you know what? You're right. Do it your way. You know what? I love you, man. Listen, you're taking my breath away tonight because, to me, you know how I feel about you. You're taking my breath away. Let's play another track. Let's play another one of Frankie's tracks.
Do it, do it, do it.
across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wandered down the lane and far, far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stars of yesterday, the music of the years gone.
We're going to talk about that song in a minute, but let's take our next caller first.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Tell everyone who you are, sweetheart.
Hi, I'm Ricardo Richard. How you doing? Hi, Mr. Frankie.
How you doing?
I just wanted to congratulate Jerry, you know, on your record-breaking show tonight. And I wanted to thank, you know, this is the first time I actually got a chance to hear your music tonight, and it was really good and soulful, and I enjoyed listening to it. And my brother is actually a firefighter, so I just wanted to, you know, thank you for, you know, all your contributions and everything, because I know that is a lot. And he's also in the Air Force, too, so, you know, I know it's a lot of hard work, so I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you so much for that, and thank your brother for his service, and it's an honor to serve. It's an honor to serve, and it's an honor to serve you guys, and it's all worth it. You should be really proud of him, and always keep him in your prayers, man, because it's from one day to the next, and it's an amazing life. And thank you for your compliments. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm enjoying the show too. So.
Ricardo, don't go anywhere. I have to say something about you, young man. This young man is a hero as well, Frankie. Everybody has to know. Ricardo Richard is now on O&E, and he owns a piece of my heart, okay?
Oh.
I've got to hug him several times. This man wrote a series. He's from Trenton, New Jersey, and he wrote a series called – actually, tell them the name of your series. You say it.
It's called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken.
And
love that.
Frankie, I love it too. And what I want to do is have this young man – have me in one of them. Healed people heal people. See? Now tell everyone when your show is, sweetheart.
My show will be on April 26th at 9:30. Ricardo Richard, and the title is Trenton Makes. So thank you so much.
See? I love you. I love you, kiddo. Thank you for calling
in. Too. Thank you.
We have another caller, and we're going to take this caller because we're going to talk about something with this guy. Caller?
Hello?
Hello, who's calling?
This is Bobby Wilson from Las Vegas.
Bobby Wilson! Oh, my gosh, you're my surprise!
Frankie, you can't get rid of me, buddy. You can't get rid of me, Frankie. I follow you everywhere you go, brother.
That's the man. Man, I want to be like you when I grow up.
I want to be like you, bro. You singing my that last song, the Billy Ward's Dominoes cover that. I think my father sang lead on it. Man, you sound wonderful on that song. I mean, the notes are just so crisp and clear. I mean, congratulations, man, on your whole career. You know, I was in the
Navy.
Same to
you. Same to you.
Yeah.
So I
don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. Oh, you were to the Navy as well?
Yes, sir.
So I actually had firefighting training in the Navy. And so I know what you guys go through. So thank you for your service, because that's hard work, brother.
Thank you.
I didn't like wearing the OBAs. Yeah. I didn't like being the number one hoseman. I did not like that hot water running down my coat turning into steam. So that
you're
is pretty. A hell of a job, my brother. So God bless you.
Same here,
and
sir.
You deserve all the accolades that you get, man. You got
too,
a voice like an angel. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Thank
you, sir.
Don't you go anywhere. Don't you go anywhere. You have a voice like an angel. I want to tell everyone who this man is. This is Bobby Wilson, Jackie Wilson's son. Let me tell you, talk about an angelic voice. That's yours. And I am praying and hoping that August takes place and we finally get to hug, man.
Yeah. You know, it's coming together. It's coming together slowly. I got all my vaccination shots out of the way. My family's getting theirs out of the way. And hopefully we can get back to life as normal, whatever it's going to be. Hopefully we can get back to it, you know, and get back to performing and singing these songs and keeping the music alive.
Can you do me one little favor, though?
What's that?
Can you do me a little tiny favor? Just a one-liner?
What?
Sing me something.
What do you
anything?
Want, Jerry? What do you
I
want?
I don't care.
What do you want, Jerry?
I honestly don't care. It's you. One-liner. Come
one
on,
line.
Baby.
Your love is lifting me higher than I ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. That's it.
Listen,
I'm not warmed
right
up.
Here on the Jerry Pitino Show on Beverly Nation, you heard Bobby Wilson, Jackie Wilson's son. I love you, man. Thank you. I love him. That was so cool. All right, so now we better take our next caller because he's itching. He's messaging me, get me in. Let's take him. I don't want to get in trouble, Frankie.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello, who's
hey,
calling,
how you
baby?
Doing, Jerry? Congratulations on your 1520th episode. That is so incredible, and I'm very excited to be a part of it tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
I really
DVD.
Am.
Look at that voice. You can't. There's no denying the voice.
My brother,
I want everybody to know that last song,
yep,
was produced by Stevie Dunham of Street Corner Entertainment and his partner Wayne. Those are the guys that made that sound like that.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm proud of you, man. You're my brother. I love you, and I'm proud of the service that you did for the military and the fire department and the charity that you put together. It's heartfelt, unselfish, and it's you. I mean, this is all about you. You just do this.
I appreciate
you deserve
you,
everything. You deserve all the success that you're doing. And I'm proud to be your friend and your brother.
Same here, bro. Wow. Same here.
Stevie Dunham.
So
keep
up the
good
work. Don't go away too quick, baby.
He is the man. He is the
man. He's the man. He's the Don. Don. Don't go away.
Don.
I'm the top guy in the oldies record business. Everybody's going to be coming to me sooner or later. So
that's right. I want you to tell everyone. Tell everyone who you are. Come on.
Stevie Dunham. I'm the owner of Street Corner Entertainment Records. It's the only oldies label left in the United States that puts out vocal group harmony, street corner harmony, doo-wops, a cappella, northern soul. And I have a website. It's streetcornerentertainment.com. You can go check it out and see what we got, see what we're all about. And we have a show coming up on Saturday, the debut show, SCE show on Remember Then Radio. And I'm very proud of it. It went viral since this morning. Everybody knows about it, so I'm excited to launch it on Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Pacific time. It's going to be great. We're going to play a lot
and
of great stuff. We're going to
right
play
after
all our
my
friends.
Show.
Yeah, exactly
yep.
right. Yeah. Now, Jerry, you and I go, we have history together. I've co-hosted your show a few times.
Yep.
And I've done it very honorably, and I love it. So this is just a great thing you're doing right now. It's a great honor to be here. It's great to be anywhere right now at this time during the COVID crisis, but it's all going to go away soon, and we'll be back to normal.
Well, I want to give someone a shout-out. My producer, Brother O, okay, DJ Olasky, he is our honeybee because he is listening to all this, and I know he's on cloud nine because he was enshrined in 2019 with me. I was enshrined for radio show host in the International Hall of Fame, but he was enshrined internationally for DJ. So he is the music guy, and he is loving this show, and he loves the songs. So,
you know,
first of all, Frankie.
I'm just surprised that many friends out there. No, I'm just
you
kidding.
You believe
this?
You believe
this?
Yep.
Friends, you know what
you
I mean?
You believe this, baby?
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Yeah, I love it.
Incredible.
I think this is a fantastic episode, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. We love you, man.
Talk to you, bro.
Wow. Stevie Dunham. So, yes, so that's that last song that you sang, huh? That's incredible.
Yeah, that inspired me the second I heard it. Somebody told me, you know, there's a song that you need to listen to. And I listened to it, and I heard different versions. I heard Nat King Cole, et cetera. And then I heard The Dominoes. And I was like, yeah, this is the one right here. And I just fell in love with it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So what else do you want to tell us? I think we might have another caller. Give me one second, or we're going to play it. Okay, we have another caller. So let's take a...
Okay.
You are the most popular guest, one of the top three most popular guests I've had with callers. So let's take our caller. This is great.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Jackie.
Talk to your boy.
Hello, Frank.
Is this Jackie Nunez?
Jackie Nunez.
From Goodfellas?
That's right.
Just so you know, this Jackie here is going to be a powerhouse in the Latin music genre. You better keep an ear out for her because she's about to make some stuff happen.
That's
all I got to say
about that. Absolutely. And I want to first thank you, Frank, for your service, both as a firefighter and military, for what you've done for our country, for your fellow firefighters, and for the people you have saved. And most of all, I want to congratulate you on such an awesome talent that you have. Mm-hmm. Your vocal abilities are flawless. And your vocal progressions are just you make it look easy, and we know that it's so. I want to congratulate you on that, and I can't wait for you to come out with new stuff. And I'm even excited to see if you do anything in Spanish, because you know I want that to be in a big way.
You got it. No problem.
So,
thank you,
Jackie,
so much for your compliments. Thank you.
So, Jackie, Alex Augustine is also listening, and he's messaging me, hello to everyone, hello to Frankie, hello to Brother O. So tell everyone about you and Alex Augustine on Remember Then Radio
and whatever else.
Yep.
We have a show. He plays great music, a lot of obscure and rare things you can find. And he's very well-versed in the music. That's Alex Augustine with Alex Augustine's Goodfellas Rock and Roll Rhythm and Blues Show every Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. And I have my show, the Latin show, called It's a Latin Thing on Remember Then Radio, 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m., I believe, Pacific Time on Remember Then Radio. So it's an interesting show. You got to check it out.
Well, I wanted to say something. I wanted to piggyback on that really quick. When I first left the group, these guys really looked out and gave me a platform first thing as a solo guy after the Platters. You know, Alex is a brother, and he's an amazing talent as well. And between him and Jackie and Warren Tesoro, they got some team. And, you know, they open their doors to let artists come and do their thing. And they're amazing individuals. And I just want everybody to know that I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
So real quick, Jackie, I want to say that I think your show is incredible. I love Alex Augustine. Alex and his wife took me out to lunch for my birthday. They live close to me now. Imagine that. Alex Augustine was a legend as well, guys. This guy has worked and sang and with everyone. He knows more people in the show business world than anyone else out there. It's crazy. So, Alex, we love you.
And,
Jackie,
and
I love you.
For the most part, he's sung with a lot of the originals. Some for all the groups that he sang with, there were, for the most part, originals in that group. And that's what it makes it more interesting. Yes.
Wow. Amazing. Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. This is so awesome. So we have another caller in queue. Yes, we have another caller in queue, and I have someone I'm trying to get in queue for you as a surprise as well. So, caller, hello?
Yeah.
Hi, who's calling?
It's me.
Me?
Me?
Oh.
Who's me? I know
it's
a lot
me,
of me.
Alex Augustine.
Oh.
Alex Augustine. What the
how
heck?
Doing,
how did
baby?
I get in? I don't know what I'm doing here. I just woke up. I was sleeping. Frankie, my man.
You,
I want to
so
thank Jerry. Jerry. I know I am. Jerry, congratulations. I just want to say one thing, man. When Frankie came to our club, man, he did our club about three times. Then he was there. We couldn't get rid of him. I told him, Frankie, it's over. You can leave now. He was there like every month just hanging out. When he first came, I told him, come on, let's go to the bar. I want to buy you a fireman drink. So he said, what's that? I said, a glass of water. That's it. He looked at me with two heads. I tell you, man, the guy is fantastic. When he opened his mouth, it's, you know, everybody said, oh, he sang. This guy could sing. It comes from the heart. I listen to when people sing, and I hear inside of people when they sing, and I heard him sing from within, and that's very important. And Frankie, you got it, pal. God bless you.
I appreciate it, brother. I really do. God bless you.
Yeah, you're my brother always, man. And it was a pleasure hosting you. And it was great, and we hung out together, myself,
yes,
with you and Jackie. We went to see, we used to go see Billy Dawn Smith when he was in the home. Yeah, man.
Yep.
You know, we had some good times together. Good, memorable times.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'll never forget them.
You stay the way you're going. You're going on the right course, my brother. And hope to see you
Thank
one
you,
day
sir.
Again. And maybe we all get together.
You will.
Jerry, congratulations again. All right,
Thank
guys.
You. I love you.
Love
Thank
you,
sweetheart. I love you. Alex Augustine, everybody. Hey. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Jerry, Jerry, you're turning this into This Is Your Life. What has happened?
This is your life, baby, right? Isn't that crazy? What a show. You know, we have a track. We have a track next, but I want to mention someone who's having phone issues, and he was trying desperately to get in, and I'm being messaged by Sonny on his behalf, Al Simone. He's listening to the show. He was trying to get in. He's having phone issues, and he wants to say hello to you, Frankie, and he loves you.
Same here, Al. Al's a good man. He's one of the local promoters, and he's, you know, he does everything that he can do, and he's a good man, and that's the most
important. Yes.
And so I appreciate that very much.
Most important. All right, so let's go to our third track.
He took 100 pounds of clay. And then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today. Because I know what this is. Then he rose his big sleeves up, and the brand new world began. He created a woman and a lot of love for a man. Just 100 pounds of clay, he made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving. Him walking round and round, picking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man.
So that's an incredible, incredible song. I do want to mention one thing. Al may be able to get in, but I just want to mention that, you know, he's from Legends Promotions. You know, I mean, that's an incredible, incredible thing. But I'm hoping he did get in. But Frankie, let's take our next caller, and then we'll talk about that song as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Next caller.
Hey, how you doing? This is Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. How you doing?
I'm good, Magic Man. How you doing, Hootie?
Man, congratulations. Thank you so much for the show. Definitely loving the live music. Just want to add the element. It's really, really refreshing to hear someone that's a natural-born singer. I know we went through the digital age where through computers and everything like that, through voice enhancement. So I just want to say I really, really appreciate the natural gift. Thank you so much for your service, and I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show.
Tell them when your show is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my show is, I'm the host of We Will Aware You, and my show will be Thursday this week, 9:30, and I'll be speaking about the celestial terrestrial beings, getting more into the angelic nature of human and living beings. So it's going to be pretty interesting. I got a very special honored guest and some others that I also invited as well. So thank you.
And Huni Bakatun was the 2020 International Hall of Fame enshrinee. Absolutely. Thank you, Huni. We love you. So let's continue. Al Simone is trying to get through, just so you know, Frankie. I'm telling him to all press right. The one and all that. He's trying. He's having phone issues. So I'm hoping he can get through. But if not, let's continue with this incredible interview. So let's talk a little bit more about your music with that song and all.
Well, that was one of the songs I honestly, and I feel bad, I had never even heard it before. And it was, you know, back in 1961, I believe. And I was called to do the PBS special, and one of the songs that I was asked to do was A Thousand Pounds of Clay, and I was like, what song? He's like, A Thousand Pounds of Clay, and I was like, oh, okay. So I looked it up, and I was like, wow, this is nice. You know, there's so many songs, time, that unless they're like mainstream, you know, they fall through the cracks. But, you know, dealing with Stevie Dunham and Street Corner Entertainment, I've started to learn a little bit more of the obscure, more obscure songs, and or not so much obscure as much as not so recently played. And that was okay. One of those songs, and it just, you know, it fit and it worked for me, and it gave me a little up-tempo thing going on, and I enjoyed it so much that I learned it, and I, you know, it was a great time, and I just love that song.
So we have another caller. This is crazy. So let's take our next caller. Caller, hello.
Jerry.
Yes. Hi, you're in.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I love you, Jerry. How you doing?
All right, tell my friend Frankie who you are first off.
First off, I want to say, Frankie, God bless you for your service in Iraq. God bless you. You sang, you gave me chills down my back as I listened the last hour.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. You have an amazing, amazing voice, Frankie. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tell him your name.
My name is Nick Rotundo.
And tell him
Get
where you're from
here.
And who you are as well. Yes.
I'm a 9/11 first responder.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And I want everyone out there to know, Nick Rotundo and I grew up together in Long Island City and reconnected. We haven't seen each other since we were like under 10 years old. And his family lived in my dad's apartment building that we lived in. And my parents were your brother's godparents, correct?
That's right. Your mother and your father are my brother Anthony's godparents.
And this is one of the most incredible reunions I've ever had, thanks to Facebook with their Long Island City page. So
That's
he is
right.
also a first responder. So, Frankie, this was the guy that I was telling you about for you guys to become friends.
You got it. Wow. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, and, you know, during this pandemic, I didn't know, you know, what to do hanging out home. I wrote a book called, a children's book called I Am a First Responder, because this is the 20th anniversary, and it went all the way to number four on Amazon, which was great.
So that book, real quick, tell everyone the name of the book.
It's called I Am a First Responder.
Okay, and tell them that it's for children, correct?
Correct, yeah, up to 8 years old.
Up to 8 years old.
It's a message to children on how to lend a helping hand when people are in need. I really don't talk about – I talk about my experience that day and how it's important to lend a hand. I really don't get into the tough part of 9/11.
Okay. And tell everyone how they can get your book.
It's on right on Amazon. If you type in, I am a first responder, it's the first thing that comes up.
Okay. So, Nick, I love you. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. And I wanted to hook you and Frankie up so badly. And now you guys got to be
Absolutely.
Buddies.
Absolutely. Let him keep singing.
Good to hear from you,
let
bro.
Let him keep singing.
Yes,
you too, my man. God bless you.
Baby. Thank
God
you,
bless.
Nick, for your service, too. I love you. There you go. So, all right. So, Frankie, listen, we're coming to the close of the show. I'm going to give you a few minutes to say anything you want to say to your fans out there, your friends out there, to anyone inspirational, anything about you, anything else that we left out that you want to say. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to remind everybody to give to the charity. It's firefightermemorialtransport.org. And please give. So we can make this happen and honor those who have served us, so we can continue to serve those who served. I appreciate the time on here. I also, I've been really blessed to sing with Barbara Streisand and Madison Square Garden and sing with James Ingram and Patti LaBelle and Freda Payne and the Temptations and the Four Tops and the Platters and a lot of the oldies, you know, it's been incredible. And so what I wanted to say, talk about inspirational, is that your dreams are only as good as your effort to get them.
Mm.
So what does that mean? Nothing is impossible. You know, I was a little kid with that 8-track tape that listened to the Platters and grew up listening to that music. And all it took was for me to make a move in the direction I wanted to go, to find myself singing lead in front of thousands of people all over the world because I had a dream and I decided to pursue it. So that's really all that's stopping people. There's nothing impossible. I believe that if you can dream something, you can make it happen because nothing is impossible. So the way to achieve your dreams and your goals is to move in that direction. Sitting home and wishing is not going to do anything but give you a headache. What you have to do is take those dreams and those wishes and make moves in the direction to achieve them. You'd be surprised how you can be so successful if you just move on your dreams. You know, you decide one day to get a group together and you sing and you practice and somebody hears you and there is your dream come true. So don't rest on your talents. Don't rest on people's comments. Don't be distracted by people's bad comments, because I have this to say to you. If you live your life and you don't have haters, you didn't do anything. I'm letting you know that right now. I'm going to say it again. If you lived your whole life and you don't have one hater, you didn't do anything. Because when you are succeeding, people will do everything they can to and critiquing what you're doing, know that you must be doing something that's important enough to talk about. So don't forget.
Wow.
That. Use that as ammunition, as fuel of moving in the right direction. And nothing can stop you, because all those people that say you can't, that's all the more reason to succeed. So they can see that you can. And with or without them, you're going to be okay in advance. I try to do that. I try to pray in advance for what's coming.
Hold on. No. Frank, whatever's going on, you're fading in and out. I mean, we want to hear what you got to say, man. Get close to the phone, wherever you are, you know, wherever you were.
Okay,
go back to where you were.
All right.
So we hear what
you
said.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you and what I was saying, I'm glad you told me, brother, because it's important. So thank you. What I'm saying to you is always pray and always keep your eyes on God and always make sure that you pray in advance. What does that mean? That means pray for the blessings you haven't gotten yet, because you have faith that he's going to bless you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's my message really at the end of it all, is to say, pray in advance.
pray believing and have faith that if what you want is what God wants for you, then you don't have no problem getting it. And be careful what you pray for, because you might ask for a show, and you might get a tour, and you might get a deal, and you might get a Grammy or an Oscar or a Tony or an Emmy. But be prepared. Always stay in position to receive what you ask for. You know, the word says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean ask him for a mansion or ask him for a brand new Mercedes. It's not about that. It's about asking for what you think he wants for you. Because that's when you delight in him, then your mind, you're like-minded with what he wants for you. So what you want is what he wants for you. And if it's in line with what he has a plan for you, then you're going to get those things. But like I said again, be prepared for what's coming, because if you're in line with what he wants for you, it's going to come, and it's going to come bigger than your little mind could ever imagine it to. And also be prepared for the struggles that come along that path, because when you're doing good, things are going to happen to stop you from going in the right direction, to deter you from the path. Don't let that happen. Always stay focused, because the idle mind is the devil's playground. So don't allow that. Focus on your dreams. Make sure that you pray in advance for the blessings that are coming, because they're coming. You just have to have faith that they are there for you and they're yours. Claim them and remember who gave them to you. And never forget, when you get there, you know, they you got all these people getting awards and they say, I want to thank God, and everybody laughs. Let them laugh. Because I would rather have all the things that God has for me, because you know what? I know that those things are going to be awesome. I don't need nothing from man. What I need is to be in order and to be in a position, because God uses man to get you stuff. But you have to be in position to receive those things. And you need to be an example to everybody that comes. I don't want to sit here and preach too much, but I'm telling you what has worked for me. You know, people say, well, you have to do and cut corners and do the wrong thing and cut side deals. I don't cut side deals, because what's meant for you is for you. You don't have to do tricks. You don't have to stand on your head. You ain't got to lower yourself to do stuff the way the wrong people want you to do stuff. You got to do stuff the way you know is the right way to do stuff, and that's all you need. I didn't need nobody to call me and say, here's the deal, here's this and that. I worked and I did. I worked on my craft and I did the stuff that I had to do with the talent that God gave me. He gave me the talent. I honed it and worked on it to make sure. And somebody will hear you. And what's meant for you is for you. You don't have to hustle and you don't have to backstab and you don't have to do none of that. What's for you is for you. All I did was send a CD to a guy who I idolized in music, and he called me. He called me. He didn't have his secretary call me or some friend of his call. He called me directly. So all I got to say to you is focus on what God has for you. Always ask him for what you got. Always thank him in advance. Thank him in advance for what you haven't seen yet, because you know that what's coming is more awesome than you can even imagine. I have made my peace.
Wow. Well, amen to that, my love. You know, Frankie, I want to thank you for being another incredible guest. I mean, I've had you on my other networks, and here we are tonight breaking this incredible record. You rock. You're a hero to me. You already know that. I will be reading one more poem at the very end, guys, so don't hang up. My closing poem. But right now, this is what I want to say to everybody out there. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And, guys, it is now in Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I like what Frank said. If you don't have haters, then you're not being noticed. And people will always say what they have to say, and you still build up your legacy. Tonight, young man, my favorite song from you was The Stardust. You know what I mean? Like you said, many different people have sang that song, you know, performed it. You know, I love Nat King Cole, but you really moved me tonight with that, because I heard your soul and your spirit, and you were honest and you were
Thank
true
you,
with it. And it was authentic. And I love that, man. As a DJ, you know, my listening ear is astounding. And when I heard that, I called Jerry when I was
yep.
thinking, you know, our tracks. And I said, man, do you hear this, man?
Yep.
Did you hear how he sang? And you did it with love and honesty. And
thank
we
you,
were really, really thank you for coming on to these O&E stations. And, of course, congratulations to Jerry Petito, 45th O&E
yes.
syndicated station all-time connection record, third all-time in the O&E Hall of Champions. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back with a young lady who was commissioner of our network. And she has a wonderful show called Walking in Purpose. Her name is Angela Thomas-Smith, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, the historic Beverly Nation is advertising to O&E, which is Oladele Ingalls Enterprises, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ingalls Primetime on that, Damon.com, and Bevnet.com. We're in Ingalls Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ingalls at Pinterest and Google+. Oladele Malay Ingalls at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Jerry Petito Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions on wonderful programming tonight, Ole De Le. Donnie goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay Ringos. He's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We thank you what you've done for this country, Frank, continuously.
Thank you, sir.
In love and honor and just being authentic, and we love what you do on your constant basis. And it's my pleasure to hand the last bit of this show over to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2019, the Jersey Jewel, Geraldine Petito. Oh,
you had to
also,
do it. You
before,
had to
I,
do
before,
it.
I, before I go there, right, keep I and Sister Bessie in your thoughts and prayers tomorrow. We will know if we are nominated for the Hall
yes.
of Fame, her as broadcaster and I as producer, to go into
yes.
another level of greatness in the shrine, and hopefully for me in June and for her in December. Jerry Petito, your thoughts on Sister Bessie the Truther? And also, we also have another person that has a chance to be nominated. Her name is Christine Jesus Powell. So keep her in your thoughts and prayers as well. Your thoughts, Sister Bessie, Miss Geraldine Petito, as well as Christine Powell, and then your wonderful, wonderful poem for our outstanding guest tonight. Goodbye, y'all.
Well,
it's Olasky.
Okay, Olasky, I'm going to give my thoughts on all three. All three of you deserve it for your outstanding, I mean, what you guys have done behind the mic, okay? So the three of you, Sister Bessie, you know how much I love you, and, you know, I've been praying for you, and I'm thanking God, and I think you're going to get in. And, you know, Brother O, you always yell at me when I say this, but you're incredible and you deserve it, and it's going to happen. So all three of you, I'm going to be keeping you guys in my prayers, okay? So everybody, the Jerry Petito Show, imagine that. I had five shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Show Radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song, Remember Then, the station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany, my achievements, it's true. You won't believe this. I swear this one's true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew? What a ride this really has been. Can't wait to hear Brother O and I win. But even if it didn't happen, being nominated created clapping. Oh, my God, we got that call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I made it. We were inducted in. International Hall of Famers, forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, Brother, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthier, learn how to live, listen to me then, inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info, I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.